Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, this is Josh Rose, discipleship pastor here at Emmanuel Faith, and it is my privilege to bring you today's Daily Phil. It's called Manifestation. Passage comes out of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Now, in all my years of following Jesus, after going to Bible college, to seminary, and all these years of pastoral ministry, I've heard many discussions about the gifts of the Spirit, but I can't say that I have ever heard any teaching about the manifestations of the Spirit. What does that mean, and how is it different from a spiritual gift? Well, let's begin by checking the dictionary. Manifestation, it's a noun, an event, action, or object that clearly shows or embodies something, especially a theory of an abstract idea. Okay, so a manifestation is something concrete, i.e. something you can touch, hear, or see, those kind of things. It's something concrete that points to something less concrete. That would mean that a manifestation of the Spirit would be something tangible that points back to the Spirit who is intangible. I think that this is a super helpful word to help us think about what we have commonly called spiritual gifts. I have nothing against that word, gift. In fact, I like gifts as much as the next guy. But I wonder if the word is a bit misleading in this context. When I receive a gift, I own the gift. It is mine, and I can control it. But I can't say that this is the way that I receive a spiritual gift. I can't own or control the Spirit's influence in my life. That influence is much more like a manifestation. It is something that happens in the real world in or through me, but it isn't mine. Instead, it is the Spirit's work in me. And when properly understood and cultivated, it can clearly show or embody someone, namely the Spirit Himself. So maybe we need to stop thinking about which spiritual gift we have or don't have. Instead, we ought to look for and be thankful for how the Spirit manifests Himself in our lives. How have you ever thought about how the Spirit has manifested Himself in your life? Have you ever noticed an attribute that you can't really claim credit for? Maybe it's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, or self-control. Maybe it's an act of encouragement to others, or wisdom, or hospitality, or servanthood. Whenever you see something beautiful and godly, like those kind of things that didn't really originate in you, that you can't claim credit for, maybe you might have just experienced a manifestation of the Spirit. I pray you will all the more. God bless everybody. Have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.